Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and this episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, Saturday Night Live, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Mike. That's HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thursday means birthdays.
Really?
I just do it again.
You're going to make it stale.
I just do it again.
Yeah. Do you want the music bed too with it?
But I was thinking as you were leading into the birthday segment today,
yes.
I was thinking about how I'd like short little punchy things like that.
Or maybe like birthday sound effects.
Well, we already used the horn, though. What would be a birthday sound effect?
What's that thing called? Isn't that a kazoo? But it's a little toys you would get when you were a kid.
The blowout thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for that, we don't need an instant replay. All we need is a blowout thing.
How about the horn? How about the vuvuzela just to announce the birthdays? It's Thursday, and we all know what that means. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody.
But my lips hurt real bad.
I was doing that for the kids last night.
Oh, your dinner.
I was doing Napoleon
for
the kids.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it.
Tell you all about it.
Happy belated birthday, John O'Connell, now in his douchebag 30s. He'd like a greeting from WNEW engineer Pete Johnson.
Yeah, hop in your time machine, Mike.
WNEW is no longer WNEW in New York because there's one down here in Washington.
Yeah, but I also think Pete Johnson may no longer be with us, so it really is just a nod to the past.
I remember the impression.
Do you really?
Hey, John O'Connell.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Would you like a nice sandwich that I brought home from my house in Queens?
Is that pretty close?
God, it's dead alive.
Also, we hear from husband George that Amanda Booza,
that's good Booza,
is turning 29 again.
Thank you, George.
A happy birthday, Amanda. This past Sunday, June Bunton. Rob, the Buntons are coming over.
Oh, I hope we can get the Moody's and the Buntons.
It's June and Kirk Bunton. June Bunton had a birthday, and here's the nutty thing. June is a man.
Oh. Times they are changing.
God. He'd love to hear General George Patton say that he has read June's book. All right. I have to take the binoculars first.
Of course.
Imagine, if you will, looking over a battlefield. You've been waiting all morning in the pre-dawn hours to see if the Germans did indeed do what you expected them to do.
Yes.
And the German army with their panzer divisions in the North African desert.
Panzer?
Commanded by General June Rommel.
Who was also a man.
Who had recorded it also. And June suddenly tells the panzers to move forward, and suddenly they come upon you and you attack them. It's a surprise attack. You've read their plan.
Yes.
And you've read their plan because you took some time to read June's book about desert warfare.
June.
June the Desert Fox.
Yeah, you bet he is.
And as General George S. Patton puts the binoculars up to his eyes and looks at the successful attack taking place in the desert, he exclaims,
June? You magnificent bastard, I read your book!
Yeah!
Nice!
Will the general entertain one follow-up question?
Yes, no bastard ever won that war.
General.
Yes?
What do you think of a man named June?
I think it's a candy-ass name.
General?
Get back to the front.
General?
Defeat the Hun. Yes.
Did you actually read the book, or did you listen to it? Was it a book on tape?
It was a book on tape.
Huge reels of tape, right? Because it was back then.
They didn't have those in World War II. No books on tape. Jimmy Haggerty just turned 24. He'd like our traditional birthday song. So for Jimmy Haggerty, count of one, a two, a three.
Panzer.
Jimmy. Two DJ requests this week. Mark Nikofsky would love to hear Jimmy Cerrito talk up a record.
Oh, that's good.
And Mike McQuarrie would love to hear Lady Madonna for his wonderful daughter, Robin McQuarrie. So in the interest of time, let's have Jimmy talk up the Beatles' Lady Madonna.
Are you up for it, Jim?
Okay, so this is going to go out to Mark Nikowski and Robin McQuarrie.
Exactly. You ready?
Okay. Yep. WTNT. Hey, everybody. It's Jimmy Cerrito. I'm going to Laconia, New Hampshire with Mike O'Mara. How cool is that? Hey, to Mark Nikowski.
Oh,
it's not enough time.
It's 9 seconds.
I forgot. Let's start again.
Okay. I wouldn't expect Jimmy to hit the post anyway. Yeah. Be careful not to talk too much, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're right about that. WTNT. Hey, Mark Nikowski and Robin McQuarrie, you're celebrating birthdays today, and I'm the optimistic fatalist, right? Aren't birthdays sad? All right, I stepped on.
There
anyway.
You go. No, well, that was great.
A little bit.
It'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Langer, you hump. Good guy Andrew Langer is early to wish his wife a happy 15th anniversary and late to wish her happy birthday. Since he can't seem to get anything right, perhaps some dirty Harry Potter birthday greetings would make things right. I forgot what Langer's wife's first name is. Do you remember?
No.
Is it a wizard's name?
All right, let me just do this. I'm going to say
Harmony?
Mrs. Langer. It's not Harmony.
Hymony?
Hey, right. I would like to throw it, since Andrew isn't getting anything right, he didn't mention her by name either.
Yeah, I know.
So,
thanks, Langer. Langer, you incredible hump. We know you really don't work for a living. You're simply, trespassing on the coattails of Mrs. Langer, who's an accomplished physician.
You sound so angry today, Harry.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
Her name is Janice.
Janice. Hey, Janice.
From Hogwarts.
What's it like being married to Langer, that hump?
Yeah.
Timothy Bort says happy birthday to his sister Shannon and his mommy Joan. They'd love to hear Rob call for his wife.
Oh, okay. We can do this.
All right. This is for Timothy Bort and his sister Shannon and his mommy Joan.
Carrie! And we actually got a follow-up from Shannon herself.
Really?
Yeah, and this was last minute, so it did not make the sheet. But
okay.
She wanted me to discuss with you her favorite kind of candy.
All right. I think it's Lifesavers, isn't it?
Mike, it is, but what kind of Lifesaver?
Why don't we do it without doing the impression?
And leave her wanting more?
Let's do that,
Okay.
Boy, I'm certainly in the mood for a piece of candy.
I hope it. Yes, candy's delicious, especially when it's in a circular form.
Yes, a circular form that can taste good in a variety of flavors. I enjoy Lifesavers.
Oh, Lifesavers are great. The candy with the hole in the middle. What's your favorite flavor?
Well, I'm partial to Wintergreen.
I also like Pep-O-Mint.
And, of course,
Traditional 5 Flavor.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music. W-M-A-K.
That is such a mind F.
Nashville, Shannon in the morning.
Happy birthday also goes out to Brian Nelson from his brother Charlie. And Feliz cumpleaños to Craig Sauceda, who's one of Oscar's people.
Hey now.
And is TMOS por vida.
What does
that
mean?
That. TMOS for life.
Nice.
It's very nice. Greg Pallett is turning. He's such a colorful guy. Greg Pallett is turning 35 and does not want to hear the Metro Rail guy or Garrison Keillor. They make him laugh so hard, his driving becomes unsafe, so there's that.
Well, we're going to make sure you don't hear Garrison Keillor, Greg. A nice palette of colors on a beautiful Thursday with Mrs.
Hey, Garrison.
Yes, Rob.
This next stop is yours.
Yeah, this is Farragut West. Farragut West. Fergus went just a little before Chinatown. Doors opened on the left.
His eyebrows.
Thank you very much.
Both Jeff Sellers and his son Richard Sellers are having birthdays this week. Richard is 10. Jeff is older than 10. And they love Jack Cassidy.
We all do.
That's wonderful. Hope the Sellers boys have a fabulous birthday. Superfan Don Garrity or Jarrity.
Garrity, I think.
Garrity. Well, he spells it G-E-R-E-T-Y. I would think it was G-A-R-R-I-T-Y.
Well, I think it's Don Garrity, and you know what his favorite medicine is Geritol.
Geritol. Thank you. Maybe he can study the treatment of old people in gerontology.
I think that'd be nice.
Or gerontology, whatever. 42 this week, 60 pounds lighter thanks to Weight Not, and still enjoys his soda stream thanks to TMOS. Apparently, Rob hugged him in the Circus Casino, but he remains a fan in spite of this.
I do not remember hugging him, but he said it was apparently very sincere.
Happy birthday to Brian LeCompte, or LeCompte, of scenic, beautiful Columbia, Maryland, a fan since the WAVA days, and birthday boy Matt Ward would love to hear from Bob White on Bay Country 103. Do you have music for Bob White? This is Bob White. Bay Country 103. Here's Willie Nelson to sing for you.
On the road again.
Thank you very much. Bob White never had a break that tight.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He couldn't have done that. He couldn't have taken you to record. It was impossible. Gina Trovato of Clovis, California, turns 26 on June 10th. She's been listening since the Don and Mike days when Dad used to pick her up from her junior high. Dad only had to dive for the volume knob occasionally, so she ended up a listener as she grew up. Happy birthday, Gina. You're a good girl.
Hey, that's a Gina Trovato. She's such a good boy,
girl.
But she's a girl.
And last but not least, happy birthday this week to Will Parker.
Hey, it's Will Parker.
Will Parker is turning 25, and he's still flipping burgers in Norfolk, Virginia. Well, isn't that a good piece of news?
Can I tip in real quick?
Sure, go right
Ren
ahead.
Ren Mulberry's having a birthday, and we're all friends with Ren.
It is Ren's birthday,
and we're all fans of her, and she's a big supporter of the show, so thank you so much. Happy birthday.
I don't think I've ever said this about Ren. Ren Mulberry, I always think that name, it's you know, you're out in the middle of a forest in the fall with surrounded by white birches, and it's like, you know, honey? Honey, come on over here. I believe there's a Ren Mulberry. There's a Ren Mulberry on that branch over there.
Finally got a photograph of one.
Anyway, getting back to Will Parker, he's turning 25, still flipping burgers. He needs a pep talk from James Garner, okay? Well, Will, you probably flipped those burgers until you were 75, but it's not going to make your wife or your life any better. Do you have a wife? Probably not. If you're flipping burgers at 25, you're probably not motivated in the areas of love either. Get a life, will you, my friend? Get on your pony, get your ass out the door before I kick you in it, because I got the boots that are going to do it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-di-frickin-da! We got ourselves a writer here. From what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're gonna be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 18 million times. We're powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM, WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa City. Today's show is brought to you by the Mangrave. The Mangrate Grill Enhancement System, created and designed by the Oscar Santana Laboratories.
Yes, wonderful.
I wish.
And the people, Evan and Company at the Mangrates, they would love to tell you that Father's Day is just around the corner.
It is.
It's just around the corner.
Next weekend.
Next weekend is Father's Day, and it's coming up fast.
Yeah.
I mean, really fast.
Don't blink, you'll miss it, fathers.
And here's something that's very important. Your dad needs Mangrates.
Yes, he does.
Why does he need Mangrates? Because I was talking to a guy at the service department where I got my car worked on this morning. We were talking about how miserable life is.
Yes.
Your dad needs Mangrates because life is just a big bowl of suck.
You're right.
We are all scratching and clawing for the American dollar. It is frustrating. More and more people every day are entitled.
Yes.
Here's my suggestion. Now, Mangrates are 100% cast iron.
Yes.
They leave the grill marks. They don't sear your meat.
8 pounds
each. They do sear your meat.
They do sear your meat.
They prevent flare-ups.
That's it. They prevent flare-ups, and they sear your meat. But really, based on people that I saw in traffic today,
yes,
if you didn't want to necessarily put them on your grill, they could make a pretty good weapon.
Excellent weapon.
I would say if you're locked out of your car, you could use them to break in your car.
Or out if you're locked in your car.
Well, I know, Oscar, you work for the company, and I know you want to soften this.
I don't work for them anymore.
But really,
can't soften them. They're hard.
You know, we talk about so many great things, that they are voted number one grilling accessory by Men's Health Magazine.
Yeah.
What we don't talk about when it comes to Mangrates is something that's always been in the back of my mind, and I think I should talk about it today.
Good.
Because I'm just feeling it today. Because maybe because I was up on the highway at 7:45 this morning, going over to the dealership where I got the bad news that the servicing of my car was going to cost not one, not two, three times what I wanted to pay for it. So when I'm talking about Mangrates, I'd like to give you three important words when you're thinking about this incredible product that, incidentally, you can get for just $19.99.
Change back on a 20.
Okay,
Mike.
You would think it would be, eat good food, or you would think, great searing element, or delightful grill marks.
No flare ups.
No, I've got another three words that I'd like to use when it comes to the Mangrate. Blunt force trauma.
Oh, I understand. There you go.
I really think that, if you took those things fresh out of the box, and you were having just a minor discussion about the fact that this asshat cut you off on Route 28 and had no regard for your safety, blunt force trauma would be something you would be able to inflict because of the weight, the pure weight of the Mangrate.
Can I follow it up with another three-word phrase?
Yeah, go right ahead.
$20 copay. Because after you get hit by the Mangrate.
Oh, God. Well, Evan.
Well, you don't endorse violence, clearly.
No, certainly not. No.
Occasionally, I like to apologize to Evan and the good people at Mangrates for their particular commercial read that day. This is one of them. go to Mangrate.com, enter the code TMOS, and you'll get our special price, just $19.99, and our custom Mike O'Mara Show grill brush.
Which is really great for rolling doobies.
There you go. In a van down by the river.
Hey, we're Will Shakespeare.
The Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Yes. I love to tell nice stories about my family, but I think that would probably bore you. I had a wonderful dinner with my daughter last night. I'll get to that in a second.
Good.
But really, that's what I want to talk about. The land of the entitled, and the wonderful
the land
guy,
of suck.
The land of suck, and a guy that I, it's funny where relationships develop. I've got a guy that I've dealt with for about 3 years with my car when I go get it serviced. He's been there for 3 years, and we both have a real healthy disdain for the land of the entitled.
Was it an instant connection when you first met him 3 years ago?
It was a slow burn. It was something where I bumped into him a couple of times in stores, and I've said, hey, how are you? And we just chat. And it's about 5 minutes, but it's a good quality 5 minutes. And today was like a really raw, I live my life in a kind of a constant state of bitchdom.
Sure.
And he was in the same kind of bitchy mood, and we just had a blast.
Well, to be fair, it's usually 5 minutes because you're in the adult magazine store. So you know, one really wants to be seen there.
No eye contact.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, good seeing you. I just got to duck into this booth.
I was just getting some quarters.
I have to duck into the peep show.
But the thing is, it's great.
George C. Scott's in the next one looking for his daughter.
Oh, no.
Remember that movie?
I do. What was it called?
Remember that movie?
Really horrible.
That is such an obscure movie. Gotta find my daughter.
But the second George C. Scott reference in today's show. It's great when you have like a service guy that becomes your guy. And it's not always just cars. It can be like a barber or something.
Oh,
like
I have that at my dealership.
But when you have a guy, it helps somehow.
Most car dealerships nowadays offer the free free loaner car. And it is a courtesy that is given by car dealerships. Well, here's the great news about this. He tells this story, and I felt for the guy.
Yeah.
He tells this story, two of them. Two things happen. He first had a loaner car that was returned 3 days after he told the guy his car was ready. And the guy was pissed off because he had to pay like a rental fee for the...
So he just kept it?
For the third day.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Just the third day.
Just the third day, yeah.
So now we know there's there's a 48-hour bumper built into you.
So the guy keeps the car, and like a rental car, and you'd pay like $29 a day for a rental car. And
sure.
And the guy keeps it. The guy just went nuts because he kept the car for 3 days.
Returned
after
it
his
with
car was
120,000 miles on it.
And believe me, when it comes to the man, when it comes to the service department or the dealership, I'm on the side of the consumer normally.
Yeah.
Then he tells me another story that a guy rolls in with the loaner car. And, you know, it's one of those deals where you pull inside the garage.
Sure.
The car is to be fixed around the left and the car is not to be fixed around the right. And a guy says, yeah, I want you to take a look at this. And he takes him over to the loaner car and they open the rear door. And the back seat is covered with puke.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And my guy says, what happened here? And he says, oh, my daughter threw up. I thought you guys could take care of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's where we live.
And the thing, did he at any point call attention to it, or was he going to try to bring it in under the wire? I'm going to leave the car over here.
You know... maybe he didn't even point it out. Maybe because they do a little spot check of the car.
They have to do the discovery. Oh, my God.
So I think they did a spot check of the car.
You know, a good puke will ruin the entire scent of a car for its lifetime.
Yeah. I'd be so ashamed to bring that back with puke in the back of the car.
Oscar would just buy the car.
No, you clean it up. You scrub it up.
I get, if I've got like a breadcrumb that's in the cup holder in a rental car, I get a little freaked out when I'm bringing it back.
We saw that actually when we returned the SUVs after Florida when we found Oscar's tuck away.
What did we have?
We found paper towels and a banana peel and all that
protein,
stuff.
Baby.
But you know, at first glance,
Oscar's tuck away.
It was beautiful to look at until you reached down into the map pocket and it was like a festival of goo.
Yeah, you have been you're a notorious tuck. Tuck-a-wayer. And it comes from being on the air. It comes from being on the air, and like you'll have a little something, and then you don't want to draw attention to yourself.
He's like a dog.
Or find a trash. That's why I have this trash can over here.
Oscar is like a dog. When he has something that he wants to be away with, he hides it.
And I don't pee inside.
You don't pee inside, but you do.
Well,
technically. This is why you can never find your keys.
Yes.
Because you tuck your keys.
I put them away. I put them in the drawer yesterday.
And when you want a vacation this summer, Mike, we'd love to have you at Oscar's Tuck Away.
Well, I was so in the mood to have this discussion about entitled people because the traffic, I think Mark would testify to this and Oscar would testify to this, that, you know, the traffic we've had the last week has been just abysmal.
Awful. And what? Why?
I have no idea why. I think that there are times of year.
I see it, but I just don't understand why.
There are times of year, and this is post-Memorial Day.
Vacation mode.
Where people have come back, and they're getting their little summer work done now. Ugh. So this is that little pocket of the summer right after Memorial Day weekend, before July. And really, in Washington, D.C., after July 4th, all bets are off.
Yeah.
People are just going to F off for the
rest July
of the year.
4th to Labor Day.
Yeah, you've got this particular week. I think a lot of people, I know a lot of people, for example, that are taking off next week. I really have talked to a lot of people like that, but
how dare they?
This particular week.
A lot of those people in this room.
Yeah, what ridiculous laziness that is.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, if you provide a service, people deserve to have that service.
What do I think? This is France?
What an LFF I am.
LFF?
What an LFF.
Well, what's that?
Oh, I know. Lazy fat.
Yeah, lazy fat. Yeah, that's what people call
Bella.
Certain websites. But anyway, so... The thing
is, the website is Amazon.
Yeah,
I get ramped
up. Michael Mara show.
I get ramped up because Route 28 coming out of the ZIT,
right,
moving towards DC is, you know, obviously going to be a quagmire because that's the direction
the
of traffic,
the main artery.
So I'm waiting, and it finally breaks up. But I am in front of the state flower of Manassas, which is the large dump truck with the wheelbarrows in the back of it.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And this truck is having trouble getting up to speed. And I'm a victim of the move where the right lane is wide open, but you're getting the people that literally put their gas pedal through the floorboard
to prevent
to get you to beat you,
right?
Even though they know you're in front of them and they could easily, they know you want to get over.
Your turn signal is on, but they have no desire at all to help.
Four times it happened. Now
you had to be sizzling.
Now look, if you're a real total a-hole, you can do the move where you just pull out anyway,
right,
and let them crush their brakes,
right,
or risk a rear-end collision. But it happened to me four times, so I was kind of just ramped up in general. And I'm not going to bitch about the people that are going in that direction by and large, because
right,
those people are slaying the dragon and they're probably doing it every single day.
Right.
And I am somebody that doesn't get into that situation anymore. Thank Jesus. It is the single greatest aspect of what I do that I don't have to fight that battle and really never have.
But sometimes, Mike, there are things on the stairs that complicate your commute.
This is true.
Well,
sometimes
look at his foyer.
I know.
Yeah, well, that's the yard sale.
Soon
foyer.
It's going to be a rattler and all.
No, it's going to be a rattle.
Oh,
a rattler
it
would be a
snake.
Is that what you call it?
Uh-oh.
Oh, what have you done? You've taken this to a sad place.
A Tonka truck.
I'm not sad about that. I'm very happy about that.
Well, you'd be sad if you stepped on a rattlesnake.
No, I'm very happy about the toys.
Wait till you like stub your foot on some metal toy that your kid has.
You have to understand this.
You know what hurts the worst? Stepping on a Lego.
I have been there.
Oh yeah.
You're acting as though I have never brought children into the world before. I have been around before. I wrecked that last marriage.
It's not the blame game, Mike.
You're right, Rob. feeling magnanimous this week. Going to be with that side of the family.
Okay, yeah.
So,
it didn't work out. How
before
old are
it didn't
they?
Work out. Before she. No, I'm sorry.
No.
What I want to say is
they were like 6 months, seven months.
I've been.
What are you talking about?
No, they were toddler age.
Oh, I know that. We just met.
I know. Thank you. It was
getting to know you.
The point I'm trying to make is that I actually have been around it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know what to
but
expect.
Have you ever stepped on a Lego?
I've stepped on a Lego. I've stepped on a. Have you ever stepped on a belt with the little tooth coming out?
Oh, have you ever stepped on a jack?
I never. I don't think I have. But
I've had to pull a jack out of my foot.
I've stepped out on a tack before.
I had a nail in my
foot. Yes, you did.
Ever put a tack on someone's chair?
Ever put your hand in a cactus?
Oh, that is painful.
And then blacked out.
Fall down a flight of stairs.
Oh, I've done that.
Well, to make a long story short, I love my fellow man.
Yeah. I suppose so.
And when we're going to take a break. When we come back, I will tell you how I was able to find negativity in an otherwise blissful event.
Wow.
Yeah, it was my daughter's graduation party that I threw for her last night. And really, the greatest kids in the world, but I found someone to hate.
You are the discoverer.
Yeah, I find people everywhere that I can hate. We'll take a break, tell you all about it coming up next. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Weight Not. Healthy weight loss just got more affordable. Now there is a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget. You can go on the Weight Not program that you've heard so many people talk about, and you can do it for as low as $5 a day. That is about the cost of a gym membership.
Oftentimes less than a gym membership.
And you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget, and either one is very important to most people. And Weight Not will give you the real natural foods you can find in any grocery store with no packaged meals, no meal replacements, no prescriptions, no stimulants, nothing artificial. They'll give you the strategies where you roll into the grocery store or the restaurant of your choice, and you know what to eat. You should do it today. Do me a favor. Go to the Facebook page that they have. Weight Not's got a Weight Not Facebook page, and they have their success stories on there. And on these success stories, they'll tell you all about how they attacked the Weight Not program. And the nice thing about it is it lets you do it any way you want to
do
it.
Customizable, Mike.
You can customize it and you can find out, hey, this person's just like me. Mm-hmm. I will try that. And what I'm talking about is the pace that they do it, when they eat, how they eat, and also
what
they eat. And really, there are people that like variety. There are people that want to change it up every single day. There are people that go on the program and they like a particular food item and they stay with it for a month at a time.
And it still works. Everything works on this program.
You can do it. To find out more, visit WaitNot.com. Wait Not, show us what you are made of. Okay, I talked about my daughter earlier in the week. This is her graduation week and also the week of her 18th birthday. And
What's the actual date of her birthday?
June 9th.
Okay.
Catherine will be 18 on June 9th. And last night was...
She can be drafted then.
Yes, she can fight for our country.
I think that's great.
And because she's my daughter, she's encouraged to do so.
Yes, but she'll come back just in time to vote.
I actually want her to go into military. No, I don't. I
Navy?
Why did you say
you
that?
You digress.
I digress. We have the party with about 10 people on a little nice little patio up in the Virginia countryside.
Fuddruckers?
No, this was where I play golf.
Oh, okay.
And I went up there, and I hadn't been there all year. I have not been to this place all year long. So I got to see some old friends, including the anesthesiologist that is probably going to be working on Carla when she gets her epidural.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
And, oh, that's cool to have a relationship with him going into it.
Oh, if he walks into the delivery room, I'm leaving. I'm getting in a car. I'll be out there.
Did you slip him a 50?
Hey, Doc, how are you? You're the one that's going to be doing the epidural? I'm out of here. So the kids are on the patio, and they're all excited. And here's one of the things.
Are they dressed up?
They were all dressed beautifully.
That's great.
And my daughters look so gorgeous. They were both there, Elizabeth and Catherine. And their friends were just cool kids, just nice kids, funny kids. And here's something that I observed that I haven't observed before when it comes to this age group. I hope I can articulate this the right way. At the end of the night, I pulled my chair over to the far end of the table where Catherine was hanging out with the older kids and just sort of observed the conversation and then engaged them a little bit. There are a lot of kids that are in the theater programs and their theater arts. One of the girls is going to VCU, Rob, and I was talking about...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I was talking about you and theater arts and we were talking about... And they're just so engaged.
So they're gregarious, and they're probably a little more, they come off as more grown up than they are because they're
right.
They're just outgoing kids.
They're
extroverted.
They're articulate, and they have a lot to say. And the thing that was cool was that they were all just chomping at the bit to say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I realized that energy is just, it's just like a nuclear reactor. They've got all this energy, and they...
It's the Adderall.
It's not the Adderall.
No? They want you to know what's on their mind and what they're up to, and they want to tell you their stories, and they all want to tell them at once.
Yeah, of course.
And I loved it. I loved they're all stepping on each other and talking over each other, and it was so much
fun. Isn't it great to talk to kids? And, it's a tough it's a tough call to call an 18-year-old a kid. But they're kids.
And the thing about it is...
All-age kids are great.
They are all great. If you love kids, you love kids. It's just the way it is, and I do. I've always loved kids, and...
You love them so much.
Ding.
There we go. Bada bing. And they're sitting there and having these discussions, and I just loved every single second of it. I loved their energy, and it really was this moment where I'm thinking to myself, man, just that wonderful energy, and
cool.
God knows where it's either going to go or whether it's going to stay, and they were such sweet kids. They were such...
Great.
It just backed up everything I said on Monday, where I've met a lot of these kids before, but they were real happy to be up there. And what they did was there was a lot of toasting with Diet Cokes and water.
Yes.
And they were going around, including me. I had an iced tea, if anybody's keeping track of it.
Ka-ching!
And that is an environment where... That may have been a difficult moment for me.
I bet.
That particular patio, it's an uncomfortable environment for me if I'm not in my usual state.
I was going to say, you sort of set a precedent of what happens there.
Yeah, but
Carla,
learned behavior.
What's that?
Start to sweat?
No, I didn't. No,
shaking?
I'm past the withdrawal stage. But as Carla pointed out, and not that I would have been... having 15 beers sitting in this, but Carla said to me, isn't it kind of cool to be in this environment and be in the moment? And it really is.
Yeah.
And, one of the things that we do.
Yes, it is. All right. Yes. You're right. Yes.
One of the things we do is we leave the moment when we're, when we're enjoying what we do. You're saying lies.
You're lying.
I am not lying.
One or two would have hurt.
I think sometimes, Mike, there is a curve.
Yeah.
There is a curve where I think maybe the first drink and a half actually intensifies the moment.
I think you might be right.
It was
the question of
balance, baby.
When I used to announce at the stadium, I always felt that the third beer before I did it, that's when it started to decay my performance. But if I had two nice 16-ounce beers before I took the stadium field, I was at my best.
Now, I enjoyed the whole evening, and we had toasts going around. Now,
when I say that I can find the negative in any situation.
Yeah, I'm curious about this because it sounds lovely.
It's a beautiful evening. The kids
crisp,
are dressed to the nines.
Amazing weather.
It was warm. It was actually warm. It's quite warm.
But still amazing.
We sat outside, and the toasts were so sweet and so kid-like, and she said some nice things about her sister.
Do any particulars come to mind from the toast?
You know what? I like the fact that she mentioned my mother-in-law, Linda.
Oh, that's nice.
And what she said is, like, Linda, you're always there, and you're always helping.
Oh,
and it was just
such
so
kind.
It was such a pure, kind thing, and she's right. Thing. And yeah. That's really what my mother-in-law is all about. She's always there, and she's always pitching in and doing some. And you're holding up lies again. I know this is too sweet. I'm going to get to the negative in just a second here. Stop that. Yeah. I mean everything I'm saying. And as they're going around,
jerk,
they sat this table of, I would guess, 40-something women behind us.
Hot, boozy breath.
How many?
Six.
Okay.
I think it was six.
Good group. Good group. Good size.
I already know where this is going.
And they're directly in back of us.
Right. Within earshot?
Now, I'd like to point out that when I go into a grocery store,
yes,
and there is a nice, well-behaved kid that's doing something cute, I'm going to look at the child, I'm going to smile at the child, and I'm maybe going to wave at the child.
Yeah.
I really,
yeah,
I like that. And I always liked it when I had my small children, yep, with me. And I always thought it was kind of dicky if your kid was doing something special or cute and you just categorically ignored it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the theme of this is disregarding my children.
Oh.
Not that I expect the world to stop and share the experience, but what I do expect is maybe just a little acknowledgement of the fact that there's a moment going on.
A pleasant smile.
Something, and, yeah, acknowledge.
In the land of the entitled, in the land of the it's all about me,
right,
and no one else matters, I guess the book on these birds was that when these kids were making their little toasts, that the women were going to get louder and louder.
Oh, no.
And louder.
Oh, really?
And literally not a glance at the kids and how kind of special this night was.
Wow.
And so I'm getting to the point where Catherine is at the far end of a table of 10, mm-hmm, and she's getting up to say some things, and I'm getting, so then I said that, and then Becky did that, and then everybody did that. And I'm trying, you know, I'm not going to ruin the moment.
No, you can't.
Maybe if I'd had those 13 beers,
Mike,
maybe
I would have ruined them.
See you next Tuesdays. How dare they?
It was, and it just was, I looked at Carla, she looked at me, she knew I wasn't going to say anything, but
right,
at the same time,
it's enough to ruin it.
Now, let me ask this. Is this a departure from the norm, or is this what our area has become, where everybody has their,
is it,
you know,
the, well, I think it's the norm here.
Now, you could say that they had an occasion, their ladies'
but,
night
we're,
out.
But, yeah,
and,
but
that's not an occasion.
And I think maybe one of the hens was having a birthday, too, so
but were
they were
doing
having
toast?
Their special occasion.
Were
no.
They doing, no, you see, and
no.
The toast was a minuscule part of the evening. And when you see that happening,
right,
you shut up.
Well,
you
just
courtesy.
First of all, they put us on top of one another, and there wasn't any, you know, there was plenty of room for them to go a mile away. I
right.
wouldn't. But then, you know, we had pictures taken, and we'd walk back, and there was a dirty look. It was a look like, this is the look that one of the ladies, I'll never forget it. She's sitting up there and all these kids are walking back and ladies like this.
Shooting daggers?
No, just this.
Oh.
Whatever. And I'm like,
joyless.
Joyless.
Come on.
Joyless. This is, and
you,
I'm like,
you don't have to be Columbo to put together what's going on here tonight. This is a big deal when you have that many kids dressed up in a nice place doing
yeah.
toast, sharing their joy. Give them a little respect. If you're in your 40s, you've had that moment.
I would have been.
Let the other people have their moment.
If I'd been sitting there, even with my male buddies,
yeah.
I would have pulled my chair over to the side and I would have watched this and smiled and
crept
gone,
them out.
Isn't this?
Yeah.
Who's
excuse
that dirty?
Me?
Who is that dirty old man looking
in his huge hoodie?
And I don't want to dwell on it. With sunglasses.
He's offering us candy.
Dad, the Unabomber's staring at us over at that table over there.
But you're right, Mike. It's a balance of selfish and
yes.
joyless
yes.
and rude.
It was just something where I didn't want, you know, look, That's me swimming in Lake Mead, that it's my kid. But at one point, like the worst case scenario.
It would have been the same way for any kid.
I wanted to stand on the top of my chair, look down at them and go, do you know that this girl is celebrating her 18th birthday and just graduated high school? And these seniors have just graduated high school and they're wonderful kids and they dressed up better than anybody else on this patio. I went there.
Should have done.
I went there in my own mind, but I
instead quickly. Instead is send over a bottle of wine to their table and have the sommelier say, this is from this table over here. It's a challenging red called Shut Up.
That's what I should have done. But that was a little blip on the radar. Otherwise,
but it made the sweet moment sweeter. The fact that you had a negative to balance it out.
It was absolutely terrific. Congratulations, Catherine. And in a couple of years, I get to do the whole thing all over again.
Nice.
You know, I don't know. People are people.
It was nice of you to take them out.
It was fun, and I hope they enjoyed it. And then tomorrow night is the big ceremony. We've got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Michael Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Hulu Plus. I really, really love getting the Facebook posts from people that are enjoying Hulu Plus. You might remember that Hulu was the streaming software that allowed you to watch those television shows on your PC. Well, now they've got it for everything. TVs, game consoles, Blu-rays, Apple TVs, or your smartphones or tablets. With Hulu Plus, you can get your favorite content and you can get it anywhere.
Had an amazing moment with Robert last night.
Okay.
He came up to me with his iPod. He says, Dad, look, WWE Wrestling Hulu Plus on my iPod. I said, Robert,
that's cool.
Watch this. And I turned on the TV.
Monday Night Raw is the wrestling thing,
yeah,
right?
And I said, Robert, look at this. On the big screen. Help yourself, son.
Yeah.
And he was gone for the night.
I bet.
Oh, that is awesome.
He was having so much fun.
The list of it really is endless. They say that, but it's actually true. And you can get the shows you want, and you can get it on Hulu Plus, and you can put it anywhere.
On demand.
Which is really, it's ahead of the curve because it's the direction that our TV viewing is going.
Right.
And I think it's just an amazing service, and I really would love you to try it, and they would too. Right now, TMOS listeners can get an extended free trial. Just click the Hulu Plus link at Mike O'Mara Show. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/MIKE. It's not the TMOS code. It's MIKE. And you can control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless. You got the wrestling. You can get Modern Family. You were talking about Saturday Night
Kitchen
Live.
Kitchen Nightmares.
Going back. Really.
Every episode of Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, my God. Oh, really?
It's fantastic.
Oh, wow. Are you wallowing in Hulu Plus?
I am.
Check
I'm not
out.
Getting anything done.
It's really, really fantastic. Get your extended free trial. See if you like it. Give it a try. It's Hulu Plus, and we thank them for their business. I have to mention that NHL hockey is still the greatest.
Sure.
Last night, a little sleep deprived today. Double overtime. Boston Bruins, Pittsburgh Penguins. Boston Bruins up 3-0 in the series. I'd like to say to all of my Pittsburgh supporting friends,
3-1.
You know, it sucks when your team sucks so bad that you can only find joy in one of your arch rivals getting beaten by another team.
But this is the ABCs Boston. Of you. You're finding joy in negative.
Yes.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Mike, speaking of technology, do you mind if I talk about the new company?
Go ahead, Oscar.
Please.
Oscar has Oscar is nothing if not a fledgling entrepreneur.
Yes.
He is
I've failed at everything, though.
No. You succeeded some.
He is constantly looking for the angle. He is looking for the get. He is looking for the next piece of technology. But I'm going to give you credit on this one because I certainly would not have the wherewithal to create my own app.
I like that I come to work each and every day, and when I sit down, it's like sitting next to a young Tom Edison.
There we go.
Well,
let's bring in Marconi. let's allow Marconi to discuss his latest app design.
You're probably thinking, well, what does Oscar Santana know about applications?
I'll answer, actually.
Nothing.
Oscar, what is an application?
It's a utility on your phone.
See, I thought it was something, two pieces of paper that you picked up at the local Burger King.
That's right, and we might need to if this segment goes on like this.
Amen.
With the tutelage of Mr. Todd Moore from TMSoft.
Is he still looking for a date?
Well, he's on the board of directors.
Can you roll a Todd Moore dating update into this segment?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I have started, free app company where all the apps are free.
Now, does that mean you have started... The name of it is Free App Company?
Yes, and I have the first app.
Okay, so the name of this company is Free App Company? How clever is that?
You know what? I read it wrong when he sent me the email. I thought it was called Freepco. But it's Free App Company.
Yes.
That is the name of your company?
Yes. It is a company, Mike, that has applications that come at no cost to you.
So this is a free app we're talking
about.
Yeah,
free app.
Is this the first app that Free App Company has created?
It is.
And so it's like the cornerstone of the company.
This shall be the cornerstone or its demise.
What could I get an app that would get people at the table next to me to shut up when my daughter's
Let's
giving a
focus
toast?
On this first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please, right, if you don't mind.
Shut up.
I'm with you.
FreeAppShow.com.
My app of the week is...
Oh, it's now it's an app of the week.
We're on Tech 411.
Yeah, Tech 411.
It looks like a nuclear clock.
It's actually a stopwatch for old people, and that's what it's called. Stopwatch for old people. Now, I ask
He's looking at you when he says
like this
it.
One?
Yes. Yes, but this one. Stopwatch for old people would like to be the number one downloaded stopwatch in the iTunes market.
See, I've got mine, Oscar, but it's really too small.
I can't see a damn thing. Do you have something on your screen?
The numbers.
You can't read them.
The numbers are too small
but
to see.
You can read mine from all the way over here, and it's available for all Apple products and Android devices.
That's right.
Wait a minute, Rob. We've been doing the show now for 4 days?
No, 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 Mike. Squint harder.
I can't see it.
You see, meanwhile, if you look at Oscar's app, available at Free App Company.
Oh, no, you can get on iTunes.
iTunes.
You can get on Android, the Google Play
You could
Play
set
Store.
That at I one side of the multi-purpose room at the senior citizens' home.
Shut up, Rob. I can see Oscar's all the way across the room. We've been doing the show for 45 minutes.
Seriously.
Yes.
If you ask yourself today, what have I done for Oscar Santana, which I'm sure a lot of you do, I ask you for not your money, but your time. Download the app. Give it 5 stars. Do it today.
Let's listen to some of the testimonials. What's the name of the app?
It's called Stopwatch for Old People.
Stopwatch for Old
Does
People.
Does it count up and down?
I don't know.
Okay.
Rob, do
that
we
That was
have...
not really a tough question.
Rob, too many questions.
Do we have a transition beep? You know, like you would... can you find a transition
I have some
beep?
Transition music, yeah.
You know, not music,
I have transition elements.
A transition element.
Yes.
Because it counts up.
We've got several endorsements, because I know that this app's been out for how long now?
2 days.
2 days, and people are already calling you and telling you how it's changed
their life.
On our
hotline?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's been amazing. Do we have those tapes?
I'm looking right now. Yes, I do. I have a nice splitting element. Go ahead.
I can't believe this is happening.
I need you to start with one.
Yeah, you got to start with one.
Okay.
I remember. Thanks to Oscar. When I look at a stopwatch when I'm jogging.
What?
I normally can't read it, but thanks to stopwatch with old people.
Stopwatch for old people.
I really enjoy it. Thank you, Oscar.
Hello. This is Marie Ronick.
Hey!
I do a lot of baking.
Yes.
I do a lot of baking, and I don't consider myself an old person. But I actually use Oscar Santana's stopwatch for old people to time my casserole.
Yeah, well, you can actually do 8 timers on the stopwatch.
It's wonderful.
Oops, I'm sorry.
No, I want the same one.
What was that?
Thank you, Oscar, for stopwatch for old people. Now I can see how long my day is, and in many cases, how long I have left to live.
Hey, you know, I think it's best that stopwatch for old people doesn't count down.
Thank
I think it would give the wrong impression.
This is Abe Bogota.
Hey!
I love stopwatch for old people. It's really changed my life. Before, the numbers... were hard to read.
Yeah.
Now they're easy to see.
Does your wife like it?
My wife, Bernice, loves stopwatch for old people. Hi, this is Arch Campbell.
Yeah. How dare you?
I use Oscar Santana's new app, Stopwatch for Old People. I put it in the corner of my studio so I can tell you how long my segments are running. It's fantastic.
Thanks, Arch.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is James Garner.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, this is
I'd
crazy.
Like to talk to you about stopwatch for old people.
Doing a lot of commercials.
I'm really enjoying it. I don't particularly time anything in my life, but I just like to look at the numbers dance. Stopwatch for old people.
Amazing.
Thank you, Mike.
That was terrific. Very I was kind surprised that the stopwatch for old people not endorsed by that lottery winner.
Oh yes.
Yeah, we're going to have the lottery winner in the news.
Please. Oh, good. Yeah, Look forward to that.
The very old person that's in the news today. So what do you hope to accomplish with this
It's kind of a marketing experiment, but I guess the real draw out of all of this is that when I went to Hong Kong, I was inspired by all these people that are creating such creative utilities for the smartphone. And I said, Todd, if you've got the time, I'd love to learn.
That's wonderful.
So that's what I got.
That's very exciting, and we'll keep tabs on it. Speaking of Tomo, how is he doing? I'll be honest, and I want to be honest with our listeners.
Yeah,
we have things that we do. The ride for the Warriors, very successful, and lots of participation. The particular website that Todd formed his Facebook page regarding his dating.
Tomo All Access?
Yes.
When I checked it last week, let me just say the numbers weren't stellar. I wasn't thrilled with what was happening. How is he doing? Has he gotten any significant offers in the dating world?
I first want to apologize to the first three applicants that I talked about the first time, because I mentioned that there might have been somebody that used to be a man and now is becoming a woman.
Right.
And I thought that was a joke, but that was actually true. She applied. And I might have called her
a transsexual.
I might have called her a tranny as a joke, but I didn't realize it was really someone trying to apply that listens to the show.
You know what? I know.
A legitimate transsexual?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's a good time to point out the fact, Mike, that words hurt.
Yes. Yeah, they do.
Right. And we're men of words, Rob.
We are.
Mm-hmm. And because it's called Tomo All Access, he's had a man that's now becoming a woman apply, and she seems very kind, very nice.
Yes.
I'm not sure if she meets all of Tomo's requirements.
Well, who could?
Yeah, and then we've
really got, who could?
We've got two or three other women in the mix, but I think he's going to redeem himself when we actually have the segment with Officer Meg when we come back.
Yep.
Now, next week, we are going to be broadcasting our Raw series from Florida. The following week, when we come back, Tomo and Officer Meg will be in studio together. You know, God knows how that segment's going to go. It could be a total disaster. I'm not quite sure.
It could be wonderful. Fun.
Now, do you have a particularly long Raw tease?
No,
today?
It's just you had just brought up the Raw tapes, and I thought it might be a good time to
I can
to
do
run
that
it.
Now, and then okay. We'll come back, and I want to talk about another motorcycle ride. It's not the ride for the Warriors, but it's something that I've come up with an impromptu plan.
Oh, I love it.
The ride for freedom.
Before we do this, damn right, let's play a clip from next week's Raw series.
This is day 9 of the trip, Mike. And I think we're all eager to get home.
The Mike O'Mara Show's Raw Spring Break 2013. When you'll hear Rob Spiewak say,
it's been a long trip in the car. It's been a great trip. Not all of it great, but most of it great. But I'm excited to get home this afternoon to have Saturday afternoon to f*** my wife.
Wow!
I remember that.
That's like you're still. That's a spoiler alert.
Not really.
It's one of the great lines of the show.
No, the spoiler is actually what happens.
Yeah. Wait till you hear it. You know what? It has a certain different panache when it's uncensored.
Right.
It's a good stuff. Yeah.
So, a lot of conflicting moods for me in the house regarding next week's vacation. We're having a week off,
and I know you hate being away from us.
We don't. We really have had quite a bit of togetherness on this show. We have been together for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Would
and
you
weeks
say
and
too
weeks.
Much?
Let me just say that I love doing this, and
yes,
we're not breaking rocks here.
No.
And we do an abbreviated show compared to the four, in Oscar's case, 5 hours we used to do.
Right.
So it really, I love doing it. So it's not a big deal.
We're blessed to do it.
But it is truly fun once in a while to because I haven't done it like I used to when I had the radio show.
Right.
When we get like 40 weeks a year.
Right.
I haven't had a week in quite some time where I was saying it's just going to be me getting away from everybody, and it's going to be kind
of
cool.
It's not like the pressure of doing the podcast has made any one of us quit.
Right.
Too soon.
What?
Too soon.
I don't know. I think it might have been about right.
So I was sitting there, and I hadn't made any plans, and as it was getting closer and closer and closer.
You had an air of panic. We saw this a couple of days coming. It's like, oh my God, I have some time, and what am I going
to
do?
I really wanted to, you know, and I've got the, you know, the little guy on the way coming up in mid-July, and I wanted to make sure.
I thought you were talking about Jimmy.
No.
Can I pull back the curtain?
Yeah, go ahead.
You said something to me that was telling about 3 months ago.
Okay.
About this vacation time.
Yes.
But you have been so swamped and so buried in event
right,
in your private life and your professional life.
Yes.
That I don't think you actually remember what you told me.
What did I say?
You pulled me aside. I said, all right, we've got a week in vacation in early June. This will be the last time I'll ever do something for me.
It's
and
true.
I said, all right, man,
true.
I got to go.
And you know what?
Got really weird.
It's really almost true.
It is true. And I remember we knew, Carrie and I knew that when
it's
we
not
had
true. Rob, I'll be able to get away.
Carrie and I knew when we had Robert, we were done having kids. Mm-hmm. And it struck me in the hospital when they said, oh, can we have a picture of you holding your son? And it struck me at that moment. I said, oh, my God, this is the last time I'm going to matter. And it is. You are on the threshold of the end of you mattering.
That conversation was so awkward for me because I didn't know what you wanted from me, like an affirmation or a pat on the back or a hug. I just walked right out of the door. I said, all right, man, later.
I got to go. Got to go do man grades.
It is, you know.
So true.
It is something where I really haven't had time to think about it. I haven't had time to plan anything. And I only started thinking about it yesterday before the show. And I decided that really what makes me happier than anything is the freedom of hopping on a motorcycle.
Getting away.
You do love it.
I loved the trip to Sturgis because it was such freedom and you can do whatever you want. And it's the open road. It's everything they say. It's all the cliches. But at the same time, I didn't know what was going on. So yesterday morning, I get online and I just put in the search engine. I go, bike events. And what it's
grasping
out, because I was looking for I want to be here on both weekends. I have to be here for Catherine's graduation party and her graduation.
And so, you should be here for the birth of your son.
That's also important.
You're juggling all of these events.
Those are two big dates.
Yeah, one's a variable. One is set.
For whatever reason.
A moving target as well.
For whatever reason. I wanted to be here on both weekends.
Right.
That's very kind of you.
Just because. So
good boy.
What that leaves me is the middle of the week next week.
Sure, the weekdays.
And the only problem is usually motorcycle style events like my ride on Saturday are on the weekends.
Yes.
So I was looking for something that's a big enough event where you've got the whole week like a Sturgis, but there's not a Sturgis until August.
Right.
Suddenly I see.
What to
and
do.
I got lucky. That it is one of the huge bike events in the United States. It's Laconia Bike Week up in New Hampshire.
Now you said
on
this
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake where?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Isn't that a?
You wouldn't laugh at that if you were a New Englander. It's a very well known lake up there.
Isn't that where the Blues Brothers do their concert?
I'm not sure where it is.
I know what it is. It's where Curly was born in a Three Stooges short. He has to spell it.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
And he can't spell it. Anyway, that's how come I know
it. Winnipesaukee.
Curly says,
I know where I know it.
Curly says, I'll spell it. W-O, woof. Make it Lake Erie. I got an uncle there.
Do you know my childhood buddy, my friend Joey Pasker,
yes.
Got married up around Lake Winnipesaukee, and we took a train around for the bachelor party. Maybe it was the rehearsal dinner. We took a train around the New Hampshire countryside around the
That's
lake.
That's cool.
One was it a little kid train like they have at the parks?
No, it's a great train. It's a
Mike
real train.
Sitting on the engine.
Yes.
One of the best rehearsal dinners I've ever been on. We had the whole train to ourselves. It was
the Blues
cool.
Brothers performed on Lake Wazapumani. Now I'm remembering. Sorry
so
about that.
So Laconia is a town that's on Lake Winnipesaukee.
And it is, the way you've explained it, this is second only to Sturgis. This is a big deal.
I've heard that from a couple of people, but I'm not sure. Let me see if I can spell the lake.
It's in New Hampshire. You've got the meat of the week coming up, and you want to do something special.
Winnipesaukee, Winnipesaukee.
That's exactly what I thought.
Lake Winnipesaukee. It's I think Mitt Romney might hang out up there.
Yeah, I'm going to I'll find that Three Stooges clip for our open tomorrow.
It's really, so I see this, I'm like, oh my God, this is like one of the real deals.
Yeah.
And I say it's to Carly,
water.
I'm going to get up on the bike and I'm going to try to ride up there.
How far is it by hour?
It's about an 11, 12 hour ride.
Now that's by car. Would it be longer on a bike?
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, we're going to break it up a little bit.
Okay.
And so I started exploring this and to see what's happening and to check out the cheapest possible motels around the area that I can stop. And, you know, I got serious about it. I said, maybe I'm really going to do this thing. But as I'm planning this, I'm solo flying, and I fished on Facebook like I never fished before.
Oh, dear.
I put it out there and said, planning a trip up to the Lakes region for Bike Week in Laconia. Any pointers? Literally that generic.
Oh, I saw that.
And, of course, our listeners, you know, when you really, really appeal to them because you need help, you know, everybody's going to
give
you
the greatest.
You know, so the first one was like, wear a helmet.
You're an idiot.
Thanks, ass.
Don't forget to gas up.
Yeah. Make sure. Keep the rubber on the road. You're not helping me. No,
rubbing ain't racing. Yeah.
What you want is, yes, I own a motel there. I would like to put you up.
Yeah, that's not going to happen because I think it's just the odds are too minuscule. But I pulled the trigger and I said, this should be fun.
Anybody going with you?
Well, it was uneasy until I came in, and then yesterday I worked on him before the show, before he was here, and then he committed to it afterwards, and Jimmy Cerrito will be my wingman. And we
That is so great.
We will be riding up into the wilds of New Hampshire. Listen, we're not recording anything. I'll tell you all about it, but we're not recording.
Well, I want to show you.
I'd like to go away once without a tape recorder.
Well, you have a recorder in your phone. Just know how to use it in case you meet some grand celebrity.
If there is something truly amazing that happens, and you know, with Jimmy.
What if Charlie Sheen is there? You want to say hi?
Couldn't we strap the board to the back of your bike?
So it's just one compressor.
Yeah. I said, looking for some helpful advice, thinking about a ride up to Bike Week in Laconia, but it's last minute and I need some pointers. If you can offer any insight, please drop me a private message here. Okay, I get ride safe, then I get clams at Lena's.
Take 95.
Is that a restaurant or a whorehouse?
Get your shots.
I'm not sure.
Clams.
See, I've gotten new ones since there, so I'm trying to see what it is. Don't fall down.
Duh.
Thanks, Daryl. I appreciate it. Jim Hoffman writes, hydrate. And then I get to make sure Rob is in the sidecar. These are not helpful pieces
of advice. At least they write.
Oh, God, can you imagine me vacationing with you? There'd be two deaths.
So that's coming up next week. I'm going to be in the New England area.
That's
so,
awesome.
You know, drop me a line because I'll have the computer with me, and I'd love to maybe do a meet and greet up there.
I think
could be a good time meet and greet up around Lake Winnipesaukee, New Hampshire in the middle of the week.
And which glorious hotel will you be staying at?
It has a super.
Oh, stop right there.
Okay, very good. Yeah, hey, only the finest accommodations.
Hey, you loved it in South Carolina. Why not book up there?
Oh, God.
Super.
News you may not need coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, it looks wonderful.
Well, I bet. It'll be very clean.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Avalara. We have been talking about Avalara for quite some time now, and if you work for or own a business that sells goods and services, you know that sales tax laws are nightmarish in this country.
Absolutely.
It's very frustrating. Over 11,000 taxing jurisdictions in the USA, all with different rules. If you sell products or services in more than one place, you need the sales tax help that Avalara can provide. Get it right. Let the experts at Avalara help you right now. The great thing about Avalara is they're going to give you an opportunity to try it out as well with a free 60-day trial. This is what I want you to do. If you are swamped with these sales tax laws and you don't know how to negotiate them and they're driving you insane, and even if you think you've got a handle on it,
right,
but at the same time you say, you know, if I don't comply, not only is there going to be a penalty, but there's going to be the extra tax and probably interest. You know, that's the problem when you screw up with taxes.
Sure.
They come and get you, and they not only make you pay the tax that you didn't pay, but then they give you the little
penalty.
Yeah, it gets worse and worse.
Go to SalesTaxRescue.com today. Get the tax help you need. That's SalesTaxRescue.com or call 800-256-3139. That's 800-256-3139. Stop worrying. Talk to the experts at Avalara today. It's easy, it makes sense, and you can get started right now. Really excited. Right now.
Thank you.
So give them a try, and it's worth your while. 800-256-3139 or go to salestaxrescue.com. Are you ready to start?
Yes, let's start.
Let's get it started.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Well, because I'm getting on a motorcycle, ladies and gentlemen, the first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season got a little stronger early Thursday.
Yes.
Isn't that good news?
Storm Winnipesaukee, isn't
it? Yeah, I looked at the long-term forecast. I'm going to be getting a rain suit.
Yeah, you own a poncho.
It's a. I wanted to get one of those old dusters, you know, to cover up with.
I just imagine the guy from the Gordon's Fisherman box.
Yeah.
Big yellow swooping hat.
Hey, you know what? It's freedom and it's crotch rot. Early Thursday, the tropical storm headed toward Florida's western coast. That's where it is now. A new tropical storm warning has been issued for a swath of the U.S. East Coast. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for a large section of the west coast of Florida from Boca Grande to Indian Pass, and for the east coast from Flagler Beach, Florida.
Hey, Flagler!
All the way up to Cape Charles Light in Virginia. It's supposed to hug the coast a little bit and give us a tremendous amount of rain. A
lot of times those storms move inland.
You probably have heard this story. Michael Jackson's 15-year-old daughter, Paris, was rushed to the hospital early yesterday morning after a suicide attempt.
It's so sad. Yeah. And you know what? When you look at her and the way she was at his funeral, I really had a hope that somehow, despite all of it, she might be okay. She's beautiful. She seems together.
Really
and
tough.
Then she pulls a gesture like this, and you just feel for the kid.
Really tough to maintain a normal life with that kind of dysfunction.
I know.
You know, not only...
And it's not like all the dysfunction went away when Michael died. The whole family screwed up.
They're messed up because they were messed up as children. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to blame somebody, blame the father and mother.
Yeah.
You know, the patriarch.
Catherine, Mike.
Catherine Jones.
Aunt LaToya showing up alone could scar you for life.
Yeah. According to various reports, Paris took about 20 Motrin and cut one of her wrists with a kitchen knife. She also left a suicide note, but the contents haven't been revealed. Police responded to a 911 call at about 1:30 in the morning. Paris was taken to a nearby hospital and placed on a 72-hour mental health hold. I feel bad.
A lot of people think she second-guessed herself by calling a suicide hotline after she did the attempt,
right.
And that's how the 911 was called.
Very scary.
It is sad.
I don't know. Even if
the kids.
She's famous. She's 15. She's a child.
But still a kid, yeah.
We finally know who won last month's giant $590 million Powerball jackpot. God, get that number right. The lucky winner is the woman's family, because there's no way she'll have time to blow all that money in her golden years.
That is just rude.
She is 84-year-old Gloria McKenzie.
I know I have the ticket here somewhere. Sit down. Do you like candy?
There's Zephyr Hills, Florida again.
Yeah.
Zephyr Hills, Florida.
Well, they knew that's where the ticket was from, remember?
Yeah. So Zephyr Hills, Florida. She came forward yesterday as the winner of the massive Powerball jackpot on May 18th. She took the lump sum of $370 million.
The average household income in Zephyr Hills is $30,000 a year.
Wow.
Did you see the house she lives in?
No.
I think she'll be able to pay it off now.
Wow, that's incredible.
She's in half of a what looked like a crumbling duplex.
Now, it says she took the lump sum of $370 million, but after taxes, she's $270 million riches.
Yeah, because I think the lump sum is then taxed.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's the man. It's the man always trying to get you.
Wait, so they take... I thought $590 million is the jackpot.
Yes.
Yes,
right.
But if that is if you take it over a
the
series
20 years.
Of years. Yeah. And so they lower it for the lump sum, and then they tax it.
You know who really lost?
I really hate that. I really hate it when they do that.
She was in line at Publix, and somebody let her go before and got the quick pick.
Yeah, yep. And that guy was, his etiquette cost him millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, I hate that they pick on that guy, because the guy showed a little courtesy. Yeah, you know, it's like, what?
Made me think twice.
It's luck. That's all it is.
You know what's great is she's an older woman, right?
Yeah.
She
84.
She can now afford Oscar's new app.
It's free. She could afford it before.
That's true.
Yay.
She could buy the company.
Gloria McKenzie.
It's for sale.
Dear, where's the ticket?
According to a new survey, women notice they're turning into their mother at age 31. That's the age. More than half of women said that in their early 30s, they started using the same sayings as their mothers. They watched the same shows. They had the same hobbies and shared the same taste in men.
I was 32 when I turned into my mother.
So goddamn true.
So true.
It really is.
No, I'm in.
One in 20 women say they thought that they turned in their mother when they were in their 20s, and one in four said it happened in their late 30s. One in 10 said it didn't happen until after age 40. What I like about this survey is but they all know they eventually turned into their mothers.
It's inevitable, sure.
The women said the main cause for the transformation was the same thing that made their mother, who she was, having kids. I think fathers are the same way.
Yeah.
We turn into our parents.
Yeah, I think so.
It's inevitable. That's the way it works. If you have been to a kid's talent show in the past 25 years or so, you know that every parent is taking a million photos and videos, which is why this brawl, Rob, is not a surprise at all.
No, another one?
Last week, there was a talent show at Lakeview Elementary School in St. Cloud, Florida.
What state?
St. Cloud, Florida. You've been
shocking.
There. Haven't you, Oscar?
Yeah.
You got a summer home there?
No.
A mother named Letitia James.
It's an adobe.
Letitia.
Made out of mud.
Letitia James.
Yeah.
She was taking pictures of her kid. A mother behind her named Jessica Tyler was upset that Letitia's camera was blocking her view. Mm. Look, we've all been there.
8 million cameras.
When you go to the elementary schools to see your kids.
Remember in the 80s?
Playing the cellos.
Oh, big video beta cameras.
Yeah. It's like filming a TV show.
Where's my tripod?
That's right. We need to help me with the lights.
Jessica asked Letitia to move, and that was enough to spark an argument, which turned to a brawl. The women were fighting, yelling, and swearing in front of the kids. That's always nice. Other parents had to break it up. Both women claim that the other one started it, but since talent shows are covered from a million different parents' video angles, the cops got a tape that shows Letitia was the one who got physical first.
You know what's lucky is the fact that at least at this one, there wasn't pipes on the ground like at that graduation last week where there was metal pipes.
I still don't understand what the pipes were doing at the graduation.
I don't know. Maybe it was part of an act.
I don't know.
Mike, let's put pipes in the act.
Hey, you want some straight up Lassie action?
Yeah, hot Lassie action.
Last week in Tharua, Thailand, a dog named Pui was wandering around in a garbage dump. He spotted a plastic bag with a newborn baby girl inside.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, let me get the dog sound effect in here.
I'm sure you'd play a baby sound.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, much better. Yeah.
Apparently, someone had just abandoned their newborn at the dump. Can only listen to that so long.
You'll be saying that in 2 months.
Pui picked up the bag with his mouth, brought it back to his owner's house, and started barking. His owner came out, found the baby, rushed it to a hospital. The baby was clearly premature, only weighed 4 pounds.
Wow.
Doctors were able to save her
life. That is so cool.
She has been transferred to a bigger hospital. The cops are trying to track down her mother. The local Red Cross gave Pui, that's P-U-I, a new leather collar as a reward.
That's going to make it really hard when it comes time to eat that dog.
And now, a little something something for you gentlemen.
One leg at a time, Mike.
And ladies, you know when your great-grandfather used the toilet, he probably used dried leaves to wipe himself.
Oh, no.
Just telling the story.
Ooh.
Or sandpaper, or both, and it was good enough for him. But clearly, you are far too much of a pansy for that. According to a new survey, 51% of men use baby wipes when they move their bowels. Anybody in this
room?
I've done it.
Show of hands?
I have, but I use toilet paper.
You've seen mine. Yeah, I've got the baby
wipes.
If
the lady in my life uses them, I'll use them. But I won't go out of my way to get them.
I'm not going
to
buy them.
I use them. That means the majority of men don't think toilet paper is dainty enough for them. So I guess the majority of men are using this toilet paper.
Well, I just do it for the heavy-duty work.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go paper, and then I'll go to the wipe if something really's happened.
I'm a little bit, I have to say, you see those things that I've got all around the house here?
Yes.
I'm a little obsessive compulsive.
Well, I see
them. Mike, but every room, but not the bathroom. They're in the kitchen.
Of the group of 51%, 24% are embarrassed about it, and they try to hide the fact that they use wipes. Nobody in this room is embarrassed.
No embarrassment.
Everybody
at all.
Admitted to it. Apparently, the other three quarters are fine with people knowing that they're baby wipe guys like we are.
Sure.
And another 3% just want to break the habit of biting their fingernails.
Oh, God.
The old jokes are the best, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true.
That is news you may not need. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and his magic audio vault right after this, everybody. Well, they cheated you like a dog. Kind of weave the old joke into the new one, you know.
I love when you do it.
The old proctologist joke that was sitting there struggled over that one this
morning. Old, new, borrowed, blue. It's festival.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop and their second anniversary festival. It's coming up this weekend, benefiting Amy's Army. Taste more than 40 wines from around the world, along with their delicious cheese and salami. Next Friday. I don't know why.
You just went, you know what you did? You did your outer space read for salami.
Taste their delicious wines.
Like the sun.
Listen to this, it'll be good.
40 fabulous wines from around the world, along with their delicious cheeses and salami. Next Friday. It's not next, it's this.
Yeah.
This Friday.
It's tomorrow and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. They are located at Route 123 and Hunter Mill Road. In Oakton, Virginia, Oakton Wine Shop always offers hundreds of hand-selected wines.
Come on!
And hand-picked brews.
Is that the cadence you need to use?
No.
He's just doing something and I'm following along. To celebrate their second anniversary, stop by on June 8th. For their exclusive cupcake table.
tasting.
That was great.
For more information, follow Unton Wine Shop on Twitter
and Facebook.
Or call them at 703-255-5425. That's 703-255-5425.
For Oakton Wine Shop.
Let's open up the audio vault for today.
How the hell am I supposed to follow that?
Thursday, June 6th, 2013. Take it away, Rob.
Via request, do you want to hear those Philadelphia TV personalities?
Because I'd like to hear it simply. I loved the video. I'm not sure whether the audio translates, but...
Well, give it a shot.
To set this up, these are two ladies. You've got the anchor lady and the weather lady.
The weather lady is Carol Erickson. She's older.
Yep.
She's put together. Good broadcaster.
Longer in the tooth, though, and really like many women we've worked with in broadcast. She's very grizzled, kind of tough girl.
Pitbull.
Yeah, a little pitbull. And then you've got the
Nicole Brewer,
who is also tough. And
but hot,
much hotter.
And a former Miss Pennsylvania, I think.
And really, at least the way she comes out, she's trying to do it.
Yeah,
she comes across as a turbo biatch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what you think of this.
This is a montage of them versus each other.
After that, we like that with a couple of shower chances by the time we get to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And thanks for the hard to get applause, Nicole and Kevin. Yes.
How's that, Carol? Is that good enough for you? Okay, I'll try a little harder next time. Thanks so much. Meanwhile, a high-speed chase with Ozzy is a father of 12. He has 9 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. Wow. Good for Ozzy. Now, it may be his birthday, but Carol, when it comes to the weather, we want no monkey business, okay? All good things.
It's 49 degrees in Philadelphia.
It's not translating.
You got to see their faces.
The weather lady completely ignores, we want no monkey business, her little jive joke. And the weather, it's not translating.
No, you got to see their faces.
Her picture translates.
Yeah. She is so hot.
Play the last one. Let's see what happens.
We have a temperature of 30.
I tried. You can't give me that, can you?
38 degrees up through the Allentown area at this point. 44 in damp weather. Not anything nearly as great as it will be this weekend, Nicole.
Well, Carol, I would say that forecast is bananas, but I know that's going to be completely wasted on you. So I won't. Taking it back right now. All right, changing gears.
I had never heard that as a broadcast throw when you actually say taking it back now, as opposed to like saying now to Mike O'Mara or I'll take it, Rob. She says taking it back now.
I think the next exchange is probably the most bitchy of all of them.
It's going to be Carol. I understand you have some good news and possibly a halo behind you.
Possibly a halo.
Shot of a sunset.
It's always the halo. It always comes into question when it's you and a halo.
That I'm the one always carrying this halo around. Well, we have a beautiful start to the day, Nicole.
Our time now, 6:30. Let's get you a check on weather with meteorologist Carol Erickson in the Weather Center.
Nicole, it's just perfect out there.
Breathtaking.
It's wonderful.
Lovely like you, Carol.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Is how I would describe it.
It's me too.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Nicole,
I could see you pulling that whole, don't you know who I am?
First of all, for YouTube and all of them, you know,
please don't videotape your TV.
Videotape your TV. We tried to get the. It really looks okay, but it's hard to translate the audio when she says, "You strike me as the kind of person who will say, do you know who I am?"
Yeah.
That's really one of the worst things you can say to a human being,
especially anyway. So that's what's going on. It's not so great.
Right.
There was I think every week now there is a country music award show on. And last night was the CMT Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Bell was one of the hosts. And you want to know how married she is to the teleprompter? She doesn't even remember her own punchlines.
I'm really enjoying co-hosting with Jason, you guys. In fact, we're getting along so well. We have little pet names for each other. I've been calling him Dog the Bounty Hunter, and he's calling me Beth the Bounty Hunter. And it's cute. Ladies and gentlemen, our prompters are down. That's the only part of the bit I remember.
Oh, totally gone.
No.
Trust me, it's adorable. But lucky for us, the original.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what? If you've got the actors that are not comedians and they're coming out there and the material has been pre-written for them and the computer's
the bed. But they should at least know their punchline.
You should, maybe switch to another whole.
Something.
Or spin out. Spin out of it and say, my prompter's down, I can't talk.
I think really, ultimately, if they've got that brief little thing to say, they should probably commit something to memory.
Agreed.
They should make an effort.
And back to the Powerball winner. She's very old, Mike.
They found the Powerball winner they've been looking for. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. After 2 weeks of not claiming the $590 million Powerball ticket, an 84-year-old woman from Florida has come forward as the winner. Yeah. Yeah, the 84-year-old would have come by sooner, but for the last 2 weeks, she's been driving home from the store she bought the ticket in.
That is your magic audio ball, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. We will take a break.
No, no.
Oh, we're off. We're always forget.
You have
I totally
hit the music.
Lost my. I'm sorry.
You have
I lost
to do the
my,
thing.
You know, I get confused.
It's all right. I'll help you.
I had a senior moment.
That's a senior
a lot
moment.
Going on this week. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Our show today was brought to you by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Father's Day just around the corner. Make sure you get Mangrate. Enter the code TMOS. You'll get our special price, $19.99, and our custom Mike O'Mara Show grill brush. Get that today. The Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Tomorrow on the bonus hour, it's all about education.
Education?
Nice.
Yes, we're going to have It's Academic.
Oh, cool.
That's right. It's Academic tomorrow on the bonus hour. That's something to look forward to. We'll be back with another brand new show tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.